You know, one of the beauties of this particular seminar is that it appeals to so many of us that practice in all areas. But this particular talk we're going to talk about is Chapter 13, Centered. We've had a problem in Chapter 13 for many, many years. That is, Chapter 13 debtors would go through the program. They'd get their completion, make their planned payments on their mortgages or their arrears, but they'd come out and owe a bunch of money. Sort of like those student discharges they were talking about. I recall one incident where I objected to some fees and charges of a mortgagee, and this was a number of years ago, and the judge sustained my objection, and the lawyer told the judge, it doesn't really matter what you do, those charges are going to be there at the end. Now, that was pretty arrogant, but she was probably correct. But now this 3001 and 3002.1 attempted to remedy that particular problem. Only way I know to go about this is to go through the particular rules, and then I'll talk about some of the cases that have been decided on it. The 3001, of course, is applicable to all chapters, as versus 3002.1, which is applicable only to chapter 13. Now, I'll be addressing the portions of 3001 that are applicable to, or they're the amendments on the thing. 3000C1 talks in terms of the secured claim must have the documents filed, real or personal, must be originals or duplicates.